The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome to our meditation together. And as a introduction to the sitting, I would like to make a distinction between being responsible and being responsive. As soon as we have ideas of I'm responsible, of responsibility, it tends to come along with sometimes a very strong sense of self. Oneself is the agent, oneself who has obligations, oneself that has to figure it out and that has to do it. And with that then comes a whole slew of other baggage around self and being good enough, doing better, proving oneself, not being good enough, making some kind of very personal, emphasize effort and success and all kinds of things. If instead of thinking about ourselves as being responsible for what's happening, the direction that we go in doing mindfulness practice, the opportunity in mindfulness is to touch into a capacity we have that's very different than how we often operate in everyday life. It's kind of like the rules of the game are different in meditation than they are as we go about our life and work and whatever we're doing. In everyday life, responsible seems to be, in some societies, a very key part of how people think. But in meditation, we don't need to do that so much. We're responsible to get ourselves to sit and meditate. But once we're here, then the focus shifts and changes to being responsive to what arises. In other words, whatever arises, whatever occurs, we're not responsible for, and why it arose, where it came from, what we did before that made it happen, is really besides the point. If something is happening, it's happening. If something's occurring, it's occurring because of causes and conditions, and we don't have to be concerned about why it's come up. The main thing we want to do is to be responsive to what we do next. Responsive to how we are with it. And here's where it gets even more interesting in mindfulness, is that there's many responses. The responses of mindfulness is very respectful, very generous, very spacious. It's to open the hand of the mind, of awareness, and respond to whatever arises in meditation with awareness, with recognition. Oh, that's what's happening. That's how it is. Oh, I see. Let's make room for it in awareness. This is okay. It's okay. It's okay in the context of being aware. In the context of meditation, we're beginning to shift the locus of where we abide to be abiding in that place, in that mindset where we can be responsible, to a whole mindset where we're being attentive instead. Living, abiding in awareness that's responsive to experience rather than responsible. Responsive for meditation, just to the open awareness, clear awareness, recognition. So to take a meditative posture, a posture perhaps that is maybe a little bit of a dignified posture, a posture as if you are rooted in your location, and that your whole being rises up or exists in this location with a certain clarity of being. a clarity of being here with a certain dignity or a certain strength, as if you deserve to be here, as if this is your place, as if you can be, feel like a valued being here, upright, clear, not proud, not conceited, not humble, not withdrawn, here. And then within this here, at the center of it all, to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Breathing in deeply and feeling the stretching and expanding of the torso, rib cage, lifting of the shoulders. Maybe the expanding of the belly. And then as you exhale, gentle, long exhale. Relax, settle in. Allow the pull of gravity to ground you in this body as you exhale. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And to allow the experience of breathing to come into awareness. Allowing the experience of breathing to reveal itself to your body. So it's your body that experiences breathing. The movements of the body felt in the body. Experience of pressure and tautness and the release of pressure in the body. And maybe as you exhale, to relax the thinking muscle, the mind that maybe was often overworked, maybe even tired if you feel it carefully, and letting the mind relax, soften. And it might even help in being aware in a relaxed, receptive way to relax the mindfulness muscle. Maybe there's a kind of way in which you try too hard to be mindful. Perhaps settling back, relaxing in the mind, partly because a calm, relaxed mind will be aware. It's a natural part of the mind. Quieting your thinking. Letting go of your thoughts and letting go into the experience of breathing. And then whatever occurs while you're meditating, see if you can switch from any tendency to be responsible or to take the blame or attribute it to somehow to yourself as the cause, shifting from being responsible to being responsive, and responding with a very simple movement of the mind, responsive by allowing it to exist in awareness, to simply be aware. To be aware, and in so see it more clearly. Experience it a little bit more clearly without being for or against the experience. Responding by opening the fist of the mind, the fist of the heart. So whatever occurs is held in the soft palm of awareness. A symptom of being responsible is contracting the body, holding the body tense. An expression of being responsive is to hold that tension in awareness, caringly, and then allowing for the relaxation of the body. So as we come to the end of this sitting, there's a long tradition in Buddhism of dedicating the merit of any practice activity we do, dedicating the merit for others, maybe to all beings. And to give this dedication of merit specificity so that it really is something that we can do and act on and benefit from, be changed by. It's good to think practically about what we can do to benefit others. So it's not just wishful thinking. And how is it caring for other beings? What is the opportunity of what can motivate you to care for others? If you come from a place of being responsive rather than responsible, might there be some place deeper inside? Where the depth of caring, the depth of being moved, the depth of being motivated, that maybe is deeper than self, ideas of identity or who we are or what we have to do. And may it be that as you go by through your day today, that you take the time to touch into that deeper place within that can be responsive. And let there be care in your speech, in your actions, and in your mind, that cares for the welfare and well-being of others. On this day, may you reach out to someone who is alone, lives alone in the time of shelter, someone who is sick or struggling with the economics, or who's afraid, or who is hungry. May the depth of your care coming out of your meditation be a force of good in this world.